We all experience suffering of one kind or another, maybe even tragedy, during our lifetimes. It seems that pain and suffering are never very far away from any of us. When we are faced with a difficult situation, we often ask ourselves, why is this happening to me? As we heard in today's first reading, God tested Abraham's faith. God had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many. And now, God was asking Abraham to offer him his only son, Isaac, in sacrifice. Surely, Abraham must have wondered why it was happening to him. However, Abraham had great faith in God, and he trusted in God completely. He was prepared to do whatever God asked of him. We heard in the book of Genesis, then Abraham reached out his hand, took the knife to kill his son. Because of Abraham's obedience to do the will of God, Isaac was spared. And God promised him, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand on seashore. That is why even now, in the Eucharistic prayer number 3 at Mass, we call Abraham our father in faith. The story of Abraham and his son Isaac clearly foreshadows the sacrifice of Jesus, who, as Paul reminds us in today's second reading, was not spared by God, but was given up as a sacrifice on the cross for us all. We might wonder, if God spared the life of Isaac, why didn't he also spare his own son, Jesus? Could he have not redeemed us in some other way? Of course, God could have done things differently. But he wanted Jesus to suffer and die on the cross, first of all, to show us the terrible evil that is caused by sin. And secondly, to show us how great is his love for each one of us. No one can look at the outstretched arms of Jesus on the cross to embrace us all and fail to see that God's love for us is genuine and far greater than we can possibly deserve. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. When we are suffering or facing trouble of one kind or another, we need to turn to Jesus in prayer and hear his consoling words to us. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Whenever God touches our lives, it's always to make us better persons. We see this in today's gospel passage as Jesus takes 3 of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, to a high mountain where he is transfigured before them. Mark says his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them, and there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, who were talking to Jesus. The timing of this event is very significant because it happened just 6 days after Jesus had told his disciples that he was going to suffer, die, and then rise again, and that those who wanted to be his disciples must be willing to take up their cross and follow him. And also, it was shortly before Jesus was to go to Jerusalem and enter into his passion and death for our salvation. When they saw what had happened during the transfiguration of Jesus, Peter, James, and John were utterly thrilled. They had seen a glimpse of the glory which Jesus and those faithful to him would receive in the resurrection from the dead. In fact, Peter was so happy that he said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He just wanted to stay there. He was so thrilled. During the Transfiguration, they had seen Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. The gospel doesn't say exactly what they were discussing, but more than likely, they were talking about Jesus' upcoming suffering, his death on the cross in Jerusalem. Moses represented the law. Elijah represented the prophets. And they would have confirmed Jesus' mission from God, and their presence there with Jesus indicated that Jesus was about to inaugurate a new covenant between God and all people who would put their faith in him. And it would be a covenant that he would seal with his own blood. Peter, James, and John also heard the voice of God saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Listen to him. God the Father affirmed the identity of Jesus as his beloved Son. And he emphasized the importance for us to listen to Jesus' teachings about discipleship. As Jesus' followers, we must be willing to suffer too, if we wish to receive our reward in the glory of heaven. Certainly, in the very near future, Peter, James, and John would experience a time of great suffering in their lives, when Jesus would be arrested and put on trial and be condemned to death. Their faith would be tested. They would be greatly confused. They would wonder, what's going on here? But their experience on the mountain that day would have strengthened their faith in Jesus and would have strengthened their commitment to follow him. Our faith and commitment to Jesus will also be strengthened during Lent by our efforts to draw closer to Jesus through prayer and fasting and almsgiving. With God's help, we will die a little more to selfishness, to sin in our lives, and so gain a greater share in the new life that Jesus wants to give us this Easter. St. Paul asks in today's second reading, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And Paul says, if God is for us, who is against us? So here each week at Mass, our lives are touched by God. We are spiritually nourished. As Jesus shares his life with us in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And here at Mass each week, we are strengthened in our faith. And then we are sent from here to be better persons, more capable of loving God and of loving others in union with Jesus. Once two men were hiking in the mountains out west, when one of them noticed a small stone about the size of a half dollar with smooth round edges. Ordinarily, he would have passed it by, for he was not into the rock collecting business. But this stone instantly caught his eye, and he believed it was something special. So in the sunlight, it seemed to reflect all the surrounding colors as though trying to mirror nature itself. So he put this rare find in his pocket and took it home, all the way to the East Coast. On his way home, he thought about where he would display the stone he had found so that its beauty could be admired by others. When he got home, he put it in a curio cabinet next to some carved jade and ivory pieces and other things that he had collected over the years, and then he forgot all about it. Well, one day, several weeks later, while dusting his curio cabinet, he was surprised to see that the stone had completely lost its luster. It sat on a shelf among the other lovely objects, but seemed to be just a hard, gray chunk of nothing special. It seemed downright ugly to him, and so he was shocked. What had happened to the prize he had so carefully brought back from across the continent? Where was its sparkle? Where were the colors that at first attracted him so much? Disappointed, he picked up the stone and started for the trash can in the backyard. Just as he opened the door of the kitchen, a beam of light struck the stone in his hand, and as though by magic, it began to shimmer and to glow again. In an instant, the beautiful colors shone brightly once more. Had they returned, or had they always been there, dormant, waiting to be released? Pondering that question, he looked up at the sky, and he realized that the sunlight was the answer. The rays from the sun were what the stone needed to come alive. Then he thought, how much was that like all of us? Without God, without Jesus, our lives are empty, colorless, even meaningless. Only when we are touched by God, only when we share our lives with Jesus, is our real beauty revealed. So on the second Sunday of Lent, let us pray to the transfigured Lord Jesus to touch our lives powerfully today, so that we can be the very best version of ourselves that is possible, and so that we can bring His love, His compassion to those around us this week.